The city of Delta has a plan to accommodate disc golfers, one of Windskill Park's user groups, as a major redevelopment is on the horizon. Council last week discussed an update on a preliminary concept for the new Windskill Aquatic and Fitness Center, showing how the results of the first phase of the public engagement program have been incorporated into the plan. The staff report also provided updates on the project cost estimate, a plan for the park reforestation, next steps for public engagement, a grant application, as well as relocation options for disc golf at the park. The report notes that the city continues to meet with representatives of the disc golf community to evaluate potential options for a relocated disc golf course and, based on those discussions and further technical and site analysis, a multifaceted approach has been developed. Having played on green space on the west side of Windskill Park for several years, the Sawasen Disc Golf Club had concerns that there was no plan involving keeping the green space and the disc golf course. There is a letter of support for the proposed solution by representatives of the disc golf community. As an immediate interim measure, staff have ordered 6 new disc golf baskets for installation in the wooded area in Denison Park, and have engaged a disc golf course designer who will provide guidance on the installation of the baskets with input from the disc golf community. The temporary baskets will be installed this fall in advance of the removal of the Windskill Park baskets. Council also agreed to a pilot installation of a 9-to-12-hole course at Diefenbaker Park. The course layout will be also be developed with a professional course designer with input from the disc golf community. The disc golf group has been vocal in their advocacy for a course at Diefenbaker Park to replace the one at Windskill on a more permanent basis. They have emphasized the suitability of the landscape, terrain, and support amenities such as parking and washrooms. Though Diefenbaker Park is a busy passive park, the disc golf community has historically used the park for pop-up events and informal play with limited instances of conflict, the report adds. Staff will also consider an appropriate location for installation of 1 or 2 baskets at Windskill Park to recognize the historical legacy of disc golf in the park, and to provide a space for players to practice putting.